Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Ann Stone with your news briefing. More than 1 million Australians with private health insurance are being hit with a spike in their premiums from today. A total of 8 funds are now charging more, but many others have again postponed their premium increases until later in the year. Labor has fallen short of a majority government in New South Wales, with analysts calling 2 of the remaining 3 seats for the Libs. Meantime, polls have closed and counting has begun in the Aston by-election in Melbourne, with the Liberals expected to hang on to the now marginal seat. Donald Trump will front court in New York on Wednesday our time. The former US president's facing charges over alleged hush money payments made during the 2016 election. And his lawyer has told Fox News they were both shocked by the indictment.
I mean, I've never been angrier. My 33 years in this business, both as a prosecutor and defense attorney, I've never been more angry about a charge because today the rule of law in the United States of America died.
It's dead.
It's dead.
And still in the US, a tornado has ripped through the state of Arkansas. Nearly 90 million Americans are under a severe storm watch, with 21 states under tornado warnings. And there's been some great April Fool's pranks around today. Apparently, Harry Styles is the new James Bond, according to a cinema chain. Krispy Kreme's opening new high-end restaurants featuring their donuts, of course. What about a new submarine ferry service between Melbourne and Tassie? And some snake catchers on the Sunshine Coast claimed they'd bagged an anaconda. Hawthorn have hung on in Tassie to beat North Melbourne for their first win of the season, the Hawks winning by 19 points, and Captain James Sicily praising the back line.
I just thought our defensive pressure right at the source was elite today. It's the best we've done it all year, and it really helps out the rest of our defence.
It's a draw for the Sea Eagles and Knights today in Mudgee, with both teams finishing on 32 points each. And Red Bull's Max Verstappen is on pole position for tomorrow's Australian Grand Prix in Melbourne. George Russell is next, followed by Lewis Hamilton and Fernando Alonso. Aussie Oscar Piastri will start from way back after a disappointing result in qualifying, drivers having to navigate wet and greasy conditions at Albert Park.